something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. It's important that we never allow the hurtful things that happened in our lives to overwhelm us. We should never let ourselves stay in the dust of pain and misery, but always be hopeful, irrespective of our experiences. That's the only way you win. Go on and cheer others up who are in pain. The Bible says that we should comfort those who require it with the same comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. And when you study in 2 Corinthians, reading from the first chapter, you find that's exactly what Paul did. He said, we were pressed beyond measure. We despaired even of life, with which we as heirs are comforted of God. And when you study in 2 Corinthians, reading from the first chapter, you find that's exactly what Paul did. He said, we were pressed beyond measure. We despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. And we should believe in God who raises the dead. See, and by the Holy Spirit, they enjoyed that comfort of His glorious presence and ministered the same to those who were hurting. Hallelujah. So you can always be hopeful. You can always take a hold of the future and believe in winning. Amen. Genesis chapter number 1. Would you go there now? Genesis chapter 1. And beginning with verse 14, I read to you, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. You remember that? Verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them. And I want you to notice the terminology of scripture as we read. In verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Now I want you to notice that the Bible says that God made two great lights. He says the greater light to rule the day. Now, he didn't just say to shine in the day. He says to rule the day. to have dominion over the day. And then the lesser light to rule the night. I said, I want you to notice God's choice words as he speaks to us. So God made these two great lights. And he says, the greater one to rule the day and the lesser one to rule the night. And that he made the stars also. I want you to turn to Psalm 136. I want to quickly read to you from verse 1. Psalm 136. I'm reading from verse 1. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. He's talking about our God, all right? Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, I read that to you just to introduce to you that those two great lights were the sun and the moon. Because in Genesis, he didn't say sun and moon, just called them two great lights and said the greater one and the lesser one. But I wanted to show you in scripture that really the greater one was called the sun and the lesser one was called the moon. And then when we read in Genesis 1:16, he says the stars also. So he made the stars also. Praise God. And we did notice that the stars were to function in the night. Now, something very important about these two great lights is that one of them doesn't really have light of itself. The moon doesn't have light of itself. The moon shines from the light of the sun. It gets its light from the sun. So it reflects the light of the sun, really. It doesn't have its own light. So in a sense, the moon is not a light. But it is a light by the power of the sun. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's remarkable. So, who's really ruling both day and night? The sun. Praise God. It was significant because it was ruling the day and the night. And we also found out when we shared the word of God at the time that the word of God was the greater light. He says, thy word is truth. The word of God is the greater light. His word is the greater light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com.
This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.